Welcome to Mrugashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. It's brought to you in association with DigiTales. I'm Radha Radhakrishnan. Let's begin. I'm in conversation with Rezani Aziz, CEO of Ad Factors in Sri Lanka. We discuss the situation in Sri Lanka and the opportunities and challenges it poses. Hi Rezani, welcome to Mrugashira. It's great to have you on this podcast.
Hi Radha, thanks for having me on this.
Let me start by asking you about your own, you know, career journey, how it all started and how did you reach the place where you have reached now?
Okay, a long time ago. So I started off actually as a broadcast journalist. I started off at the Sri Lanka Broadcasting Corporation, which at that time was the only radio channel in Sri Lanka, and we had very popular reach even across India and through the All Asia channel. From there, I moved to Sri Lanka's first FM radio station, and I was programs manager, in charge of news, in charge of daily topical programs and as well as music playlists and programs, and basically ran that channel. From there, actually, I moved to BASE, Strategic Alliance, which was part of the which is part of the South Asian BASE network in Sri Lanka. And interestingly, I started off heading their media, the media unit. So it was it was media buying, media planning, strategic media planning, and so on. But given my background in broadcast journalism, I just felt that getting into that whole public relations space was more into my liking, and so there was an opening there, and I joined the PR arm, and was there for 18 plus years.
Wow.
Basically, I grew that whole PR arm, and later on it became affiliated to BM, and we were part of the South Asian network of Burson Marsteller. When India actually launched the South Asian network, which was earlier GBM, and then later on it changed names, but by then. So I was there for a pretty long time.
Yes.
Briefly, I did a stint as head of corporate affairs at Standard Chartered Bank, I mean, and then back again to BASE, where later on, Ad Factors was looking for someone to start to found, basically as a founding CEO of their consultancy here in Sri Lanka, and so I joined as the founding CEO.
Which year was this?
This was in 2014.
Okay,
we are on our 8th year now.
Yeah. The PR spectrum itself in Sri Lanka and how you have seen it evolve. So what are some of the unique characteristics and what are some of the key learnings that you've had there?
I have to start off by saying that when we started Ad Factors PR Lanka at the time in 2014, and we still remain the only standalone independent public relations multinational consultancy. All the other PR consultancies, agencies are part of the larger ad group,
yes.
like I was heading the BM affiliate out of BASE.
Yes.
So Ad Factors remains the only, like I said, standalone PR consultancy. And when we started off, I was keen that there would be a differentiator. And thought at the time that the legacy of Ad Factors, at the time they were very strong in their BFSI practice. They had 75 plus clients in the banking and financial space out of India, and I thought that legacy would be interesting to replicate here in Sri Lanka. But we found out very soon that Sri Lanka is not a strong capital market.
Okay.
And there were other learnings that came in. I would say that some of the learnings and the evolution of public relations here is moving from print to digital and embracing that whole the whole digital sphere, as it were, plus public affairs. So we are here, our strength is in public affairs. And again, the learning from India was in how we select, how we recruit people, professionals into our consultancy here, into the agency here. We veered away from those who've been in public relations, but took in more ex-journalists, which has proved to be proven to be a differentiator for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because the expertise they bring in has been profound. There's been a lot of learning, but I would say most of it has been in how we convert thought leadership into the digital medium.
Prior to what the crisis that's there in the country today, just how has the digital marketing has evolved? How has online medium evolved in Sri Lanka?
Tremendously. I mean, it was the digital medium that actually facilitated in bringing down a ruling president.
That's right.
So in terms of how it has evolved, Twitter, the social media handles, actually the social media platforms like Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, has evolved exponentially to the point that people are consuming news through those channels, WhatsApp messages, and they're not looking to see, to check the credibility, as it were. There are platforms that people discard when they feel that the content is not. But by and large, anything that's snackable and anything that's relevant that's relevant to the current situation or that aligns with what the current narrative is being consumed in huge amounts. So we also try to align stories of clients
mm-hmm.
Towards what's being said. I'm not saying everything should be aligned to a revolution or things like that, but towards the economic situation here in Sri Lanka, towards what's relevant, towards social aspects in people trying to deal with inflation, etc. Keeping in mind all of that, and a lot of it, like I said before, is consumed via digital media. So social media plus digital news media, hybrid platforms and so on. And all that's been a huge learning for us.
How do you see the current situation in the country? Because that must be posing its own challenges and opportunities.
And again, this is my opinion. So about the current situation depends on whom you ask, since you're asking me. I would say we are right now on the correct path. I have confidence in the current administration, the current president and prime minister. I think right now they have the knowledge to bring us out of this whole crisis that we've fallen into. It's going to be a hard 1 to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm confident that we will bounce back. The country, the people are resilient. In terms of, and here again I'm bringing these numbers up because of our interaction with various government agencies, the Board of Investment Sri Lanka said that in the first 6 months of this year, Jan to June of 2022, our investments have been 30% higher than that of last year. So that augurs for the confidence that foreigners are having in the country. So they also, and again, we, given our work with public affairs, work with the apparel industry, with the tea industry, we find that the foreigners, particularly foreign investors, feel that this phase will pass. And so we continue to plod on and be hopeful.
That's interesting to hear, particularly in terms of the investments that you spoke about for the first 6 months. But a situation like this also means that, there's a lot of flux among employees. There's a lot of stress levels that one goes through as an individual. So how do you keep the team dynamics in place?
We've had our share of downs. We had several of our staff members, our colleagues, leave us to go overseas.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a sudden exodus of and they fled with any opportunity they got. They didn't even have secure employment overseas, but they took the chance, sold up everything here and left, which put us in a very difficult situation. We had some clients, particularly in the real estate development, decide that they were not going to do, they were not going to maintain their retainer with us, and they requested a pause for at least a year. So we've had our share of downs as well. Keeping my colleagues motivated again, so we're doing whatever we can. We instituted cost of living adjustment, and that's in terms of financial kind of security.
Mm-hmm.
A fair sum that could get them over transport and food, which had severe inflation. Other than that, we are continuing to work with the mindset of business as usual.
Mm-hmm.
There have been transport issues due to lack of fuel. All of that. We worked from home at the time. Those who could come came. I can't pinpoint it to one or two things, but just being conscious of the difficulty and being sensitive to it, allowing them work from home, instituting this adjustment in cost of living in addition to the salaries, all that I think played a role in keeping them motivated, because at the end of the day, work
mm-hmm.
and the remuneration is the only thing that can help anybody out of this or live through this situation.
So what are some of the key sectors or areas that you think would emerge now on once things start looking up for the better?
Okay, so like I said, we, among our clients, we work with the key players in the apparel industry,
mm-hmm.
including the apex body, the association, similarly those in the tea industry,
mm-hmm.
including the association, plus the pharmaceutical industry. So, we, as I mentioned before, we've established a strength in public affairs.
Yeah.
And that really has been that's helped us grow. I mean, I hate to sound chest thumping, but in all this adversity, we've actually grown, because it's the kind of work we do. So advisories yeah. to foreign investors has become critical.
Mm-hmm.
In keeping then to foreign investors and buyers, plus their stakeholders and brand overseas is something that we've started doing, and we've taken in a new cadre of young professionals who can do that from, you know, totally different backgrounds like think tanks and so on. So we see potential in some amount of government relations, and in government relations, you know, putting together reports, putting together white papers, communication pieces, content pieces that gives the current situation, that explains how things are panning out in Sri Lanka, which is somewhat different. And I'm not saying, and we're reporting whatever is true, but it veers away from the sensationalization that media tends to play out.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we send out has become an important piece of information.
Clearly gives you a competitive edge over, whoever the other players were there in the market.
Yeah, I think so, and I'm hoping it will be so. It's just that, okay, FYI, we have several foreign media here right now, and I've heard that the numbers here are just slightly less than those in Ukraine. So you can imagine the interest that foreign media are having in our country.
Yes.
So having said that, the kind of reporting that goes out may not be, you know, may always be slightly exaggerated. So again, us putting down facts from sources like central bank and this is where data plays a huge role.
Yeah.
So putting together hard facts and data and supporting our advisories with real data is proving to be very useful.
So if I were to ask you in one sentence or in one word, how do you see the future for PR and communication in Sri Lanka? How would you sum it up?
Okay, so PR right now in Sri Lanka, and I would say right now still, is at a very nascent stage. We're not as evolved as India, that's for sure. I see huge potential. I still see an opportunity where clients would feel the need for, and this is, I know it sounds cliched, but for earned media rather than paid for media. There still are huge number of MNCs and potential clients that would rather go for advertising than for public relations. So again, like I said, and I'm repeating this, there is a huge potential, untapped potential for this. But it's just, again, PR can also be so much more different rather than just press release development and having it appear in so many publications. There's so much more that can be imparted, and so it's a question of knowledge sharing and getting them interested. Another thing that we've honed on is crisis management, and we find here that again there is huge potential for issues and crisis management. Again, an untapped market, because communications there is still not fully understood.
It was a pleasure talking to you, and thanks once again for making this time and talking to us on Mrigashira.
Thanks, Radha. It was great to meet you at Praxis, and hope our paths cross again soon.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrigashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrigashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week.